Welcome to Blue Dream, read for you by the author himself, Keith Gillum. Chapter 1. Your levels are trash, Dominic. Absolute trash. Dom sits in the same spot he always does, on a comfortable chair with his goggles on. You might have the most thinking time in all the trop. I have the data here in front of me to prove it. Does that make me special, Hallmark? I always wanted to be special. In a way, Dom is special. He's not as ugly as most. He's lucky enough to have symmetry and a lack of it where it matters. He leans back into the sea with his broad shoulders. They taper like a V into his tiny waist. Warrior locks of hair frame his chiseled face. You're special, all right, Hallmark continues. The kind that are drooling in New Bethesda. In fact, what the hell are you even doing here? You're a complete outlier. Hallmark sits in his own apartment. He has everything he needs to know about Dom charted out on his sweatered belly. He talks to himself as he swipes through the data displayed on the imaginary tablet nestled there. Of course, it isn't imaginary, it's there. But not to the naked eye. It's there in Hallmark's goggles. Everything is in the goggles. This father of yours, you spend a great deal of time thinking about him. Is there a memory in particular? He is familiar with Dom's memory. He has access to all of it. He shouldn't have to ask, but he does anyway, because it's a vital part of therapy. Sure, the races. I think about them often.
Often?
Hallmark chuckles.
How about every day? Ah, here it is. Let's take a look.
Dom shrugs as Hallmark readies himself, putting on a matching hat and raincoat. Only a second ago they were sitting in Hallmark's office. Now they're riding in an old car. Dom's dad is at the wheel. Hallmark crams into the back seat, scrutinizing every detail.
Imagine! We used to drive these big scraps of metal. What a waste of space. What a waste of energy.
I don't know, says Dom. I think it's sort of neat.
Neat?
Hallmark echoes. He rolls his bulging eyes and grins.
And where is your father taking us? Let me guess, to buy an ice cream cone.
As he slams on the brakes, Hallmark yells,
Shit!
Another rusty car nearly hits them as it swings in from a side road. The young men driving are oblivious to the crash they've nearly caused. Dom's dad shakes his head. He wants to cuss so badly. They see him struggling to keep the words down. He punches the horn.
Lord, give me patience, he says.
Is he talking to God? Really? What a joke,
Hallmark says. He pokes Dom's dad on the shoulder playfully, but the poke doesn't register. No matter how real the memory, all that remains is his virtual ghost.
Excuse me, sir. If only you knew you were talking to yourself.
He looks at Dom excitedly. Dom doesn't share his enthusiasm.
What?
Nothing, says Dom. Hallmark wears a frown as Dom's dad puts the car in park. The young men in the other car don't see him coming. They sing along to a pop song until he yanks them out.
Hey, what gives?
The driver protests with the F-word. His passenger does too. They play dumb. They're old enough to have been educated at university. Still, every other word is a self-destructing F-bomb. Hallmark cackles and claps.
You little punks,
the man tells him. He's not big, but he has a powerful voice. When raised, it can be effective. He backs them up using it until their backs are against the wall. They hold their arms out in front.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?